This is Jeff Davis with the Alignment Podcast, where we explore sales and marketing alignment strategy for B2B businesses. Make sure to visit jeffdavis2.com for all things alignment. Now let's talk about how to create togetherness.
B2B sales and marketing leaders, happy 2019. Very excited to be bringing you some new and fresh episodes of the Alignment Podcast. Hope you found last year's conversations valuable. If that is indeed the case, asking you to head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating to help the podcast continue to grow and connect with other forward-thinking sales and marketing leaders very much like yourself. Also, be sure to connect with me via social media to stay up to date on the latest and greatest and best curated content on alignment strategies, as well as new events and webinars that we have planned for the upcoming year. You can easily find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, at Jeff_Davis2, the number two, and I am now on Instagram, at Align with Jeff Davis. That is at Align with Jeff Davis. So to kick off the new year, today's guest is Stefan Grauschiff, founder and CEO of Sales Hero. It's an AI automation platform that offers customized solutions to optimize business processes by automating and augmenting tasks for the sales force. Stefan has over 20 years of experience founding tech companies and is now focused on revolutionizing sales tech. In our conversation, we discuss what's holding back today's sales reps from actually getting to sell. The fact that salespeople should not be data analysts and or in charge of data entry. Also, the stats that prove and show that sales reps' time is not being used efficiently. And lastly, how AI is helping sales and marketing create a true revenue engine. With that said, let's jump into the episode. Stefan, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you taking time to talk to our sales and marketing leaders out there that are wanting to understand more about AI and how it's going to empower their business. But before we get started, for those that are not aware of you or your business, why don't you tell a little bit about who you are and then tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for asking. So my name is Stefan. I'm the founder and CEO here at Sales Hero. I started a whole bunch of tech companies in the last 20 years. My last company was Datamere. We raised $100 million in venture capital and built it really the market leader in big data business intelligence. So 85% of all worldwide credit card transactions run over the product I built it there with my team. I did this for 7 years and left in 2016 to start Sales Hero for two reasons. Number one, as I built Datamere and doubled revenue every year, I saw how broken really the sales process is. We hire great sales reps that have human skills, that are extroverts, that are feelers, that are really good in selling, and then we make them process and data entry robots, and that's really broken. And again, I might was the guy that asked for adding all the data into Salesforce, and I got the eye rolls every Monday at the forecast call, etc. So I saw the pain, and that really motivated me to start Sales Hero. And then on the other hand side, for me, of course, as a data nerd, and that's all I did in my life, I started my career. And again, now we call it artificial intelligence. Back then, we called it natural language understanding and text mining. For me, the question, what comes after big data and business intelligence, was very clear, this artificial intelligence and business automation. So in 2017, we founded Sales Hero with the mission to help sales reps to be more productive by automating a lot of their repetitive pesky tasks through artificial intelligence. We have phenomenal venture capitalist firms that invested in us, including, for example, Baidu, who's number two after Google in AI research, and a bunch of insurance investors and so on. So it's really, really exciting. It's a good ride. We're pretty young as a company, but we have a lot of interest, because I can guarantee one thing: sales reps really think they waste their time on a lot of these CRM update tasks and repetitive things. And to be honest, they should spend more time selling rather than entering data in certain systems.
Yeah. So I think that your business is definitely addressing an issue that I see as well, is that as far as 50% of salespeople's time is wasted on repetitive tasks that are not selling activities. So you're definitely tapping to something. For anybody that's followed my work or that, you know, knows from my presentations and whatnot, you know, I'm adamant about, you know, and some vendors may get upset with me about not focusing so much on the tech, but understanding how the tech can enable us. Yeah. Because I think for a lot of sales and marketing leaders, it's easy to get caught up in this, the shiny new, you know, tech object and that sort of thing. And many times when you add more onto the tech stack, it makes things more cumbersome and doesn't help their customer experience and also doesn't help our sales folks and marketing folks do their jobs easier. But what I thought was different about when I got to meet you and connect with you is that AI is poised to transform the way we do business. And I think that whatever we can do to better understand AI itself, I think will help, you know, how, no matter how you execute that and what vendor you use. I think it's just important for us to understand how AI is going to transform the customer experience and the working experience. So with that, why don't you explain to the stereotypical sales or marketing leader, what exactly is AI?
So look, AI is clearly a buzzword right now, and a lot of companies using AI very, very loosely. But let me just spend a couple minutes to double click on this. So, you know, a simple definition I really like for artificial intelligence is really that we got to a point that machine intelligence gets to solve human scale or level problems, right? Where we really get to areas, you know, if it's transcribing conversations, if it's detecting things in images and such, where now machines can show human level quality solving such problems. At this point, it's still very specific. There's no artificial general intelligence. It's all very specific, such as, hey, here's a voice recording, transcribe it into text, or here's an image, you know, find the dog under the five cats or what have you. And this is just, of course, examples. There's like really phenomenal opportunity, especially in the sales space where I can help us. So machines got to a point that they, you know, got as good as humans in solving some problems. So if we zoom even closer, what happened, right? So, I mean, AI is a topic that, you know, I mean, we started talking in the 1950s about this. But what really happened in the last, I would say, 10 years is that our computers got so powerful in, you know, storing more data as well as computing more data that now some of these concepts that, you know, actually were invented in the 80s actually working because we have that massive amount of computation storage that we didn't have before. And specifically, one idea that, you know, was, again, coming off, it was invented in the 80s, was to use computers to basically simulate the brain. Very simple, building neural networks, the way the brain works with neurons that fires if they get some signal. And, I mean, you can, of course, make that very complex, but in the end, it's literally very, it's just very primitively copying a brain functionality. And you know, that had reasonable success in the 80s and 90s. And then in the 2000s, people really started looking into other kind of more complex mathematical algorithms because it didn't seem to be, you know, that good of a quality that we achieved with this. But then, you know, again, around 10 years ago, we got to the point that some very smart people, you know, over in Canada thought like, okay, well, you know, why don't we revisit that concept? And instead of using one neural network, we just use two or three and kind of layer them together just so that, again, we're getting closer to these the capacity that the human brain has, of course, has trillions and trillions and trillions of neurons that are interconnected. And this is just what happened. We layered these neural networks together, and now we're achieving these phenomenal accuracies in all sorts of artificial tasks. So this specific concept is called deep learning. So again, multiple neural networks stacked over each other, simulating the brain, and we just, you know, got bigger and more powerful computers that can compute them, and that's what we have. And now we can do things that we thought we can never do before, such as driving cars with that, Or again, of course, moving robots, or, you know, detecting the cats or the dogs in images.
And what I think is interesting that you mentioned is not that AI is new. As you said, it's invented in the 80s or 90s. It's just that, if I understand correctly, we now have the processing power to be able to use it in a way that we can leverage and really kind of put into our work stream for the things that we're doing now. So it's not like AI was created yesterday.
That's right. And again, just multiple things came together that now it actually starts to work. And look, I mean, this is even if you look back at the steam machine, right? The steam machine before what actually kind of quote unquote invented it in a way we understand it today was already around. He just added an improvement. The same thing we're seeing here again. So it's really the combination of different innovations that come together, make something better that gets to a breakthrough. And that's what we have right now.
Makes sense. So if we look more broadly at the sales technologies that are available, in your opinion, are modern sellers leveraging tech in the best way in order to help them connect with customers, create meaningful connections, and drive business?
So look, I think it's broken. And I have to say, I was the guy that was blinded. I was the guy that on Monday yelled at my sales team and said, if it's not in Salesforce, it didn't happen. And, you know, I had a conflict for the rest of the week. I was the guy that every 2 or 3 months came along and said, hey, I bought you this new sales acceleration tool. You just install it, learn it. Do these 200 configurations and voila, you will sell twice as much. And that's, of course, all total nonsense, right? And again, I learned it by being completely on the wrong side, being blinded and being in the, you know, in the dark side, if you will. And I had a few really kind of breakthrough realizations. And again, I wish I was smarter earlier, but, you know, really people had to hit me on the head. And number one was this observation that, again, sales reps, if you look at their personality profile at their Myers-Briggs, they are extroverts, they are feelers. That's why we hired them. They're so great in interacting with people. It's the guys that in the middle of the party have 5 people around them. But that means they are not data people, they're not process people, and we're wasting their time. Of course, companies need the data. Of course, we want to do marketing automation. Of course, we want to do lead scoring. But we need to find ways how we can free up sellers instead of adding stuff, right? 59% of their tasks these days are sales admin tasks. In fact, only 37% of their time is speaking to people. And that's just... that's just broken. These are, in most companies, some of your best paid people. The health of the company depends on their performance. And now, you know, more of half of the time is not selling, but administrating tools that we somehow need in the back office. That's wrong. And then, you know, the other observation I had is that there's just so much of it. Not just, again, I believe it's the wrong approach. But now, and again, I did this, right? I bought all these tools. And a little story, I had the sales rep that just came to me and said, like, yeah, Stefan, I can't remember all the passwords for all the tools you're buying, and telling me I'm better sales rep. And, you know, being an engineer, you know, my totally inappropriate response was, of course, man, what's wrong with you? You don't have a password manager? And, you know, that was my instinct approach.
Yeah.
But the realization, as I reflected on this, like, oh, you know, sales reps have like 12 different tools or sometimes even more they have to administrate. And it totally overwhelmed with that. And again, these tools just getting in the way. So what we do here at Sales Hero is actually removing process, actually removing tools and using these breakthroughs in artificial intelligence to first time, again, like take tools away and automating things away and giving sales reps time back to talk to customers. One of the latest Salesforce research said that user experience and especially buying experience is the biggest decision-making point in buying a product now, and that customer experience is the number one concern for sales management. And again, tools are not helping with that, right? Having the 500th more automated email that I'm bombarded with is not really helping, but it's is someone on the other side that understands me, that has a good conversation with me and is really here for me and helps me. And again, that's kind of our mission, really, to take things away, automate it with AI, but then help sales reps to spend more time with their customers.
And I love the fact that you were so transparent about the fact that you were approaching it that way of saying we're going to have this, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th tool that does a specific thing. And then at some point realized it was overwhelming and they were spending more time managing the tech than actually doing their job, which is the sale. Because I do think a lot of leaders are kind of in that place where they've added this new tool and they have to figure out a way to increase utilization. And the couple of things that I talk to people about that I think resonates with me when we had these conversations is when you add things that are out of the workflow of a salesperson, that actually like that switching cost for them to do that thing, it takes a lot of time, right? And then they have to get back in the mindset of like, what was I doing? And so to your point, you lose productivity and it doesn't really help the process. It actually hurts it. And then somebody else really smartly said, many times it's like pushing on the accelerator of a car with a broken engine. Like it's already broken and adding more tech is just speeding up a broken engine. And so like all it does is break down faster. It doesn't better.
Absolutely. I love your metaphor. And look, my observation was really that, let me be clear, we need data. If you don't use technology as a competitive advantage in your go-to-market, and go-to-market, again, also including marketing, if you don't use lead scoring, if you don't use opportunity scoring, if you don't, you know, analyze the the white out of the user engagement, there's a phenomenal opportunity, right? Did the customer just click on that PDF or that PDF? Is that PDF signaling top of the funnel? Is that PDF signaling middle or bottom of the funnel? All these things are incredibly important. So I'm the number one, champion for a data-driven and tech-driven sales or go-to-market approach in general. But that said, as you described, the sales rep is not the person to enter the data. This is the best paid person in your company. And you basically degrade that person with that phenomenal selling skills to do the lowest possible job in your company, which is entering phone numbers into a database. I mean, it's ridiculous. Right? So, The thing I really loved what you just said is this change management, this friction, this cost overhead. And again, I lift this. Again, I would love to say like I was so smart from the beginning, but I had this organization where we had, we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of Salesforce, people not using it. And instead of asking ourselves, is Salesforce broken? We like brought in consultants that help us to increase Salesforce utilization. And instead of removing technology, we added more required fields. You can't move the deal into stage three if you didn't fill out MedPick or Bend or something like this. And we hired very expensive consultants and we had endless trainings and, every forecast call, we had like this friction in between everybody. Again, I think it's so broken. I think there's an opportunity though. So definitely we need the data, but doing it the way we're doing it right now will not bring us forward.
And I don't necessarily want to take our conversation down this path, but the one thing I want to add to that you made me think of is that I would submit, and I can't prove this quite yet, that if we improve the customer experience with our sales reps, that will translate over to a better customer experience with our customers.
Absolutely.
So I think that we need to start to look at it like, how do I make my reps' life easier? How do I make that flow happen? Because then, to your point, it'll free up their time to actually do what they're supposed to do, sell, and then ultimately translate over to a better customer experience, which we all know, as you also indicated, is one of the top priorities moving forward for most B2B companies. So,
look, just a 10 seconds example. You have a SDR, a sales development rep, on the phone, and instead of having that woman or that man listening and having a conversation to your customer, they sitting on the keyboard trying to take meeting or conversation notes. They're not in there, they're not listening, they're not asking the right question, they're not building empathy. They're actually focusing on taking notes because their boss told them if the meeting notes are not in Salesforce, the call didn't happen. I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, you know, we definitely hit on the fact that AI is going to help us improve productivity. I want to have a conversation because I think the theme of productivity is really directly correlated to the work that I do, because I think that when, you know, sales and marketing align themselves, everybody is able to do a better job and to be able to be more productive. But can you help us quantify how AI is going to help with productivity? What does that look like for folks?
Yeah, so there's a few statistics I just want to throw in here. So IDC did a study together with Salesforce, actually, and they identified that there's a $1.1 trillion opportunity between 2017 and 2021 in increased revenue. That's not the productivity statistics, but that just gives you an idea how incredible the opportunity with artificial intelligence is. And then if we double click on kind of where are sales reps wasting our time and where AI can help, right? So we already talked about 59% of our tasks are sales admin tasks. And let's unpeel that onion a little bit. 9 hours, and it's a Burden Group statistic, 9 hours a week sales reps spend with searching for information, which, you know, the classical, what's this company, revenue size, what's this guy doing, who's reporting to that, and so on. That's things that AI can absolutely automate. Sales reps report they spend 20 hours a week in emails these days, voice obviously getting lesser and less. I mean, who's picking up the phone these days? So 20 hours self-reported people spend in emails, of which 40% of these emails are repetitive. It's always the same. Or here's the security document, or here's our contracts or something. That also can be, again, controlled by the sales rep, but automated by the sales AI assistant, such as one we're building. Another example, it takes 4.5 emails to schedule a meeting. I mean, why the hell is not the customer's calendar and my calendar just talk to each other? Yeah. Right? Why do we still like, hey, Timmy, how about Monday at 2 p.m.? Oh, sorry, doesn't now Tuesday, I can't do, you know, I mean, I'm not sure about you.
It's a lot of back and forth.
In the only thing we're exchanging is data, which is like, what are your open slots, right? We already agreed that we want to talk to each other. So that can be, of course, totally automated. And then just think about, especially SDRs or inside sales reps, if you multiply 4.5 emails in average, and now you know, your job is to like book meetings, and the expectation is, I don't know, you do 5 to 10 meetings a week, then, you know, that's 40, 50, 60 emails just like scheduling that stuff. So there's just a lot of opportunities. The one I'm most passionate about, because again, it comes back to that big friction point, which is I strongly believe companies need accurate CRM data, but I strongly believe sales reps are wrong to waste their time to put it into a CRM system. 79% of information a sales rep has about an opportunity is not making it into the CRM system. So that's an InsightSales.com study. And then 85% of the data of the companies do not believe that their CRM data is accurate, which is understanding, because on a monthly basis, 7% of a kind of medium-sized sales force installation, data's changing. People are moving. They're changing jobs. They're moving companies. They're getting promoted. You know, emails, phone numbers change, and so on. So it's not really a static data set. It's always moving. If you then, again, look into that an average sales rep in the United States is doing 300 CRM updates a week, and again, just think about this, right? Because a CRM update is logging in into Salesforce, finding that lead, and then most likely just copy-pasting over a phone number, or again, taking some sound bites out of an email and copy-pasting it over. I think there is a huge opportunity, and obviously, again, that's why we started Sales Hero to free people up from these, like, you know, I always call it death by 1,000 paper cuts, these kind of data entry tasks.
Yeah. So my last question for you with our time today, because I have to ask the sales and marketing alignment question. Actually, the AI summit we were at when we met, I was struck when we were talking about it. And obviously, this was geared more towards sales. But a lot of these AI tools are helping, you know, pre-populate things for sales reps and that sort of thing. And the one idea that came to me is, you know, where is this content coming from and how is marketing involved in this process? Because what I don't want to continue to happen, which we historically seen with all the sales tech and marketing tech that are coming out, marketing buys a tech and then sales buys another tech, and then they don't really speak to each other. And so now we're trying to figure out, like, how do we get these guys to talk? So well, hopefully moving forward, most organizations will start to think about how do we implement AI across the revenue engine, which is sales and marketing. So in your mind, how can AI bring together sales and marketing to provide a better platform for us to engage with prospects, to close more business? How should companies be thinking about that, aligning those two teams?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and let me maybe lean in here. I'm German, so I have no filter, and I maybe always...
I like it that way. I'm okay with that.
The bull in the China store. You know, I think that marketing and sales will merge. I mean, you already see it in some organization, the SDRs reporting into marketing, or sort of marketing tech or ops is already reporting into sales ops and sales. It needs to happen, right? We really need to closely align. And what is really fascinating from my techie perspective, in the last 10 years, we had an explosion in marketing technology. And I really feel like this will happen in the sales space as well. And if you really look into kind of the big trends, you know, Salesforce, Microsoft, and so on, they all doubling down on building integrated systems, right? I mean, obviously, the acquisitions, Salesforce, you know, with their marketing automation suite now, or on the other hand side at Microsoft, where they're buying LinkedIn, obviously for the data and the marketing opportunities there. So I think it will really merge. It has to merge, and it needs to be integrated. And coming back to this, right? So what needs to happen is that the sales rep is not the data entry robot for the marketing department. Because marketing needs all these people that were in your buying center that you engage with in your cycle. And you as a sales rep, you want marketing to have them in the newsletter, to put them on the right nurture at the right time, of course. But that only happens if at some point and got into the database, right? And again, I think this symbiosis can happen through AI, where we will have the ability that AI is automating these pesky sales tasks I talked about. And again, that's our mission here at Sales Hero. And then the result of that is just better marketing automation, and in general, better tech outcome on both sides. Because the biggest problem right now is, excuse my German, garbage in, garbage out. if you have bad CRM data, you know, your predictive forecasting, your marketing automation, all these efforts, they just, you know, they have the quality of what data you put in, and usually that's not good.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I use garbage in, garbage out all the time, so I didn't know that was German. So
no,
I know. I'm not going to tell people that, you know, teach my German, garbage in, garbage out. Well, Stefan, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I really appreciate it. I think, you know, the fact that you really gave us a clear explanation of what AI is. We obviously talked about the productivity that we can gain from AI and the quantifiable results of that. And then last but not least, obviously, how sales and marketing are going to start merging with this implementation of AI, and they're really just going to be able to help each other do it better. I think those are all great things for our sales and marketing leaders to learn. And just again, thank you so much for the work you're doing over at Sales Hero, and we hope to connect with you soon in the future.
Thank you so much talking to you, and good luck out there selling to everybody else.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Don't forget to visit me at jeffdavis2.com and follow me on Twitter at jeff_davis2. Did today's conversation resonate with you? Then share with your colleagues to help the Alignment Podcast grow. Join us for the next episode, where we continue to talk about how to create togetherness.